Introducing the amazing iPhone XS you'll love on T-Mobile, the most loved in wireless. It's the perfect way to stay connected to those you heart most. Fall in love with iPhone XS on T-Mobile. And right now, trade in an eligible iPhone and you'll save $300. Visit a store or call 1-800-T-MOBILE.
If you cancel service, remaining balance is due. Qualifying service and finance agreements required. $279.99 down plus 30 per month times 24. Full price $999.99. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers plus tax on full price. Allow 8 weeks for rebate.
It's 11:59 at Radio Free America. This is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, the chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans. Another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the breaker of banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
We're back, Patriot Power Hour, your host here, Ben, breaker of banksters, Cochran, December 11th, 2018, season two, episode two of season five, got my fellow host, Future Dan here. How you doing today, sir?
It's great to be here on Tuesday night, a little earlier than we used to do. And looking at a fresh new week every week with this new format. I'm liking it.
I know. Formerly, Thursdays, 9 p.m. Eastern. Now, Tuesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern, a little earlier in the week, a little earlier in the night. Of course, while we can, of course, listen to us live, probably one of the best ways is archive. And so I'm going to give ourselves a plug right up front. Best way. Subscribe to us. Search Patriot Broadcasting Network in any podcast app or the iTunes store, Google Play, anywhere you find a podcast. Patriot Broadcasting Network. You'll find us. Subscribe there. You get all the archives and you're square. You don't have to worry about nothing else. That's the easy mode for you. So we got tons of economic news, geopolitical issues. You know, Future Dan and I have been working on some Twitter action. We've got a couple initiatives we're doing in 2019. We're really going to push the social media warfare from our point of view. Looking forward to some of that. I know we actually have an article, but I don't want to spoil the show. Get in front of it. We have some news about gun restrictions unless you hand over your social media accounts. Or I've even seen different requirements in a different state for if you don't hand over your password, you can be prosecuted for your social media and, of course, for your phone. Just the whole overall implications for privacy in America are pretty crazy. So we got articles on that we'll cover. And again, financial woes. We're seeing the markets in turmoil to some degree. Last week, we covered a lot of that. But one thing we did not cover much last week, but we're getting into big time today, and I think you, Future Dad, even said you might be giving me a little hard time. Devil's advocate or not, maybe salty. Cryptocurrency is getting smashed, getting totally eviscerated. Now, we started Patriot Power Hour about this time, 2017. November 2017 to be exact. Crypto on a, and Bitcoin we'll use as a proxy. Unbelievable run up. We witnessed it live week by week on Patriot Power Hour, the first few episodes. Go back to our archive and you can find those episodes right now. Bitcoin going from 10,000 to 13,000, 15,000, 18,000. And now we're looking at, what, 3,500 today? Something like that. It's horrifying.
Yeah.
So.
What? Who cares about crypto anymore, Ben? Why should we? That's my question now.
Man, everyone's asking that question. Therefore, it's gone down, looking, I don't even know, 70% overall. Different coins have gone down different amounts, some down 50%, some down 90%, some down
in between. Does it go
back
to 2-year lows, back when that thing was like under $1,000? Is that where it's going?
It could, but then I always thought if it got that low after hitting those huge spikes, it might be dead. You know, it might go to zero.
It never stops working. Technology doesn't stop now.
Only the miners stop mining. And the miners, as I think you and I have discussed.
The miners stop mining. New transactions stop getting recorded.
Right.
But isn't the rate in which you score new coin for your mining supposed to go up the lower the price?
They have reduced the difficulty recently.
Did they?
But that's like kind of like slashing interest rates when all the banks are burning. Like
that's
it's
where
not
the
even
crypto comes from. It's encrypted.
Right.
For the pure computing exercise of decrypting it. And simultaneously operating the ledger.
I also want to look at, though, just the reputational risk and just destruction that it's taken. The brand damage that Bitcoin would have taken from this if it drops 80, 90%. Even if the technology would work, it may just be dead in the water. It may be the AOL instant messenger of its day or the MySpace just because it's not cool anymore. Everyone just thinks it's a scam.
Certain web tech does just pass by and doesn't come back. So, that's for sure.
So.
And the crypto could just pause. But think about the people that got a position. Now what? It doesn't go away. You don't have to, when you sign up with Coinbase, once you pay in, they owe you a sum, whatever its value is. So the ledger is there. It's permanent.
Yeah.
And this is still the leading crypto. And it's still sitting there like a big, fat, open area where we're powers that be choose massive amounts of wealth to get poured in very quickly.
Definitely. It's possible. They may just use some other
we got some news, though,
coin.
About how
our
indictments pending for currency exchanges and crypto. We get that in segment two.
Yeah, we'll talk a lot about – see, this is just kind of dipping the tip of the iceberg, dipping our toe in the water. We got a lot of different type of articles. We talk about a lot of stuff here, Patriot Power, liberty-minded stuff, security, some natural news. We get into climate. We get into – health and biotech, all different types of things, heck, GMO. So not just crypto, not just finance, get into a lot of different things here. So what else you got on deck? I know you're looking like you're antsy over there. We got a lot going on.
We should lead out with this outrageous New York State bill. I'm looking at an article coming out from The Organic Prepper by Daisy Luther. This is December 4th, so a few days ago, all right? This anti-gun bill will require the social media history and internet search history of prospective buyers. So I'm not certain. Have to get into the sources to find out if it's actually been filed in committee for the New York State Legislature, but they're talking about doing it.
Well, so I want more details. I mean, obviously I could pass judgment and say it's garbage on the face of it, which it probably is. But I would like a little more details. What exactly are they looking for?
Brooklyn Borough President made a statement about what this would be.
Okay.
He's proposed the legislation. So the guy's name is Eric Adams, Brooklyn. He runs Brooklyn. All right. Applicants to purchase a gun will be required by law to turn over their social media password accounts.
Jeez.
Like Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat. And
password.
Instagram.
Not just like, hey, this is my account on Twitter. It's at Bankster Breaker. Shameless
plug. Then
they'd
have to allow police to see a year's worth of searches. Essentially,
searches?
Yes. It searches throughout Google, Bing, Yahoo. Years worth of internet web history. Okay? And how many different ways is this bill stupid? Everything could be anonymous. I think it's pretty clear that Future Dan is not my name. I don't do radio and internet. How would you enforce that in New York? It's all tied to phone numbers and they have to collect the phone numbers and keep. States are going to now have registration lists who owns which state phone number. I wonder if the phone companies are already in agreement to hand that over to any state agencies. But if that, you know, New York will be the one that would pioneer the pathway where that information from a telephone company gets automatically handed over to state police forces who would adjudicate whether you are eligible to bear and purchase a firearm. Second Amendment rights in a state clamped down directly that way.
Well, we know they definitely have the technology and capability to track everything. I mean, I was watching Narcos Mexico, and in the mid-80s, the guy who worked for the telephone company, the telecom in Mexico, was able to tap into any phone at any time in the country.
Yeah, sure.
Obviously, it's part of a centralized system, and it's kind of inherent to the system, so you can't totally get away from it.
California,
but obviously, it could be abused big time.
The Brooklyn borough president, Eric Adams, has launched out in a way that the San Francisco mayor did several times, trying to get that state to also, you know, just get outrageously prohibitive bearing and therefore purchasing the arms to bear. And I don't see how this is a threat to our liberties in the least if it can't gain traction in New York State. If New York State or California can't get this passed, but if they do, watch out for the Supreme Court decision. It has to produce a Supreme Court decision, and there's limited trust in our federal judiciary. And every time we see justice put into that court that we think are going to uphold the Constitution, we're finding rulings that we didn't expect, a la Obamacare. So that's happening in New York State. Anti-gun bill, innovative in the least, has massive Fourth Amendment search implications. You can't just ask me to get my passwords for stuff.
Yeah.
So
right. Like, literally, I was going to get into, on one hand, you have the philosophical and very important debate or thought or conversation about how it's just total garbage. It's against Bill of Rights, against just being human and having a little bit of privacy, not being total police state takeover. But just how would they actually enforce this? Have you ever worked with the government before? Because I have. And it's essentially impossible to get anything done effectively or efficiently or at all. So how would they actually even track this?
The bill should be found by reasonable legislators as
unenforceable.
Overtly unenforceable and therefore illegitimate to pass.
Yeah, practically. I mean, that's the simple way out. But the reason we bring this up, obviously, is to just touch on some of the extreme examples out there. But
the founders thought that way.
Yeah.
They didn't put things into place that everybody knew couldn't be done. So watch New York go insane with that one.
That's about the right place for it, right? Maybe there, Chicago or
Illinois,
Southern California.
Connecticut's like that now, too.
Yeah.
Massachusetts would do the same.
Crazy, man. Crazy. Well, the good news is a lot of states, a lot of jurisdictions are not falling for that anymore. And that's something that I think that we as patriots have done. We can celebrate as a victory the last 5-10 years is they really tried to come for the guns really hard. And we stopped them in their tracks, I think. Pretty damn good, I thought. I thought that was a victory overall. What do you think?
Heller was important. Heller was vitally important. There was a large array of people that would have brought suits to try to brought laws that were pushing the boundaries of what's legitimate to enforce. But with Antonin Scalia finding in the majority for the Heller case in D.C. versus Heller, individual right to bear arms is the law of the land. It's a constitutional interpretation of the law of the land. Without that, we could have lost them in all these shootings and in the last 10 years, during the Obama presidency, we were rife with them.
Oh, man, it was close. It was seriously close. They were coming at it hard, like you said. See, that's why we got you as a co-host, because I'm not the one that remembers the case law or particular examples. I'm the big picture guy. Details are not so good. We can also just say I'm a pretender. So maybe that's why you got you here backing us up on. So we got music playing about 5-10 seconds till commercial, folks.
We're coming up with the Future Danger News Blitz. Stand by for it after this short break.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
The wise men at their end know dark is right, because their words had forked no lightning. They do not go gentle into that good night.
Good men, the last wave by, crying how bright their frail deeds might have danced in a green bay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight and learned too late they grieved it on its way. Do not go gentle into that good night.
Grave men near death who see with blinding sight. Blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
And you, my father, there on the sad height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you can get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets.
Welcome back to the Patriot Power Hour. This is Future Dan with your weekly full blitz of FutureDanger.com, column one, Liberty column, judicial system news. It's the same thing, Ben. Fired FBI Director Comey frustrates Congress during closed-door testimony. Incoming House Judiciary Chair, Democrat, plans just end the probe. End the probe into the FBI and DOJ. Going to shut it all down. All right. So, if you trust this judicial system and the officers of the court from the executive branch that are prosecutors and federal agents, look what they did. Look what they did. Might take another election to open that back up. Power for pedophiles exposed. We've been tracking the case of Epstein. Billionaire pedophile settles out of court to avoid releasing new info. Rumors are he has facilitated the taping of political officials handed it over or helped foreign governments acquire that. If you ever feel like your Congress and government, the establishment was owned by people, it's been a long thought that this is one way to do it. Unreasonable search and seizure normalized. FBI email chain that's still coming out from this lame duck GOP house. They're putting out information. FBI email chain may provide most damning evidence of FISA abuses yet. That FISA court was used and abused. They cheated the system. It's clear to everyone. It's called circular intelligence reporting, Ben, and we can get into that later in this show, but it's using media to repeat things that you already received that weren't verified. It's a total trick on the court, and that FISA court has got to go. Privacy annihilated. Facebook struck secret deals to sell preferential user data. Shocking extent to how big firms harness your data. Two articles up there. All right. Column two, national security, global politics. War with Russia. We're always looking at where their military is and what they're doing. All right. We had an incident. We discussed it last week. Russians and Ukrainians clashed on the sea in the Black Sea in one of their ports. U.S. was making preparations to sail a warship in the Black Sea. Got to check up on that. We're going to check up on the break, see if they did that. Would have been in the news if they did, so it might be coming. Russia claims it chased U.S. destroyer out of territorial waters in the Pacific. So those navies are at each other right now. Be sure of that. If you're U.S. sailor serving overseas on one of these warships, they're seeing Russian ships. And maybe a sensational article. Couldn't pass up the opportunity to put a picture up on Future Danger com of Russia deploying a new laser weapon. Who knows how well it works, but it is sort of representative of the 21st century, not 20th. Over in the Middle East, Hezbollah on high alert as Israel begins operations along the Lebanese border. Prime Minister Israel said he may have to operate in Lebanon a few days ago. All right. Column 4, jumping over. Got reports on volcanoes. Yellowstone steamboat guys are erupting at unprecedented rates. All goes back to the super volcano that we know is underneath most of the, you know, U.S. West and Midwest. All right. A 7.5 mag hit in the Pacific. Severe floods in Cyprus. Stuff like that. You know, most of it's low-level news. Stuff like this news isn't. Ebola spreads to major Congo city. I think they're on the third or second worst outbreak of that disease ever. And we're hardly even paying attention in the media. You're not even seeing the reports. Finally, economic news. Stock market's been all over the place. We got the trade year deficit hits a 10-year high. People aren't paying their credit cards, and more accounts are being shut down than in recent past, at least. All right? And this was from last week. Dow took a 785-point plunge. European markets hit 2-year low. Dow tumbled 500 more the next day, wiped out gains for the year, finished Friday. Dow dropped another 500 today, but they got it all back. All right? So the early news is the market soft continues. Bank shares, though. You have to check on that in segment 3. Mr. Cochran, take a look. We talked about it a lot last week. Meanwhile, north of the border, a Chinese tech CFO was arrested in Canada for extradition to the United States. This is a major world crisis right now, Ben Cochran. We got China summoning the U.S. ambassador. We got demands being made of Canadian government by China. We have former Canadian diplomats who happen to be in China being detained, like hostages are being taken with a NATO ally in one sense. All right. We got exports to China from the United States to China plummeting 25% as the trade war takes a toll. Trade severely declines is the indicator, folks. We can go into the history of this. It's been heating up since last April. All right. Federal government defaults. We got a claim that the president told people behind closed doors, I won't be here when the coming debt crisis goes nuclear. No kidding. We all will be here. All right. And we're built for that. We got the default news, and the terrible, terrible news is about our federal government debt on that indicator. All right. Plenty more economic news. We can get into any of it, Mr. Cochran. Treasury Department sanctions Bitcoin wallets for the first time. It was the final one I wanted to discuss. Last week, U.S. Treasury Department of Foreign Assets Control, OFAC. You ever heard of them?
Yeah.
I haven't. Targeted two Bitcoin addresses announcing that they're associated with Iranians. They're using the Iranians to scare people. All right. Let's get the names right here. Ali Khorashidzadeh and Mohammed Ghorbanian have been added to the, quote, specially designated national sanctions list. So they did that in Bitcoin, and that's probably never been done before. All right. That is the summary of this week's Future Danger Report, column 1, Liberty, 2, National Security, 3, Economics, and 4, Natural and Scientific and Man's Relationship to the World Events. All in all, pretty par for the course. There's nothing outrageous here right now, but plenty to pay attention to.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it. It's like everything could be big, but it's not absolutely imploding right now. These, you know, back-to-back 500, 750 point drops in the Dow and equivalent or even worse in NASDAQ and S&P, percentage-wise at least.
I got a math question about that. Okay. Can I ask you a math question about those point swings?
I'll tell you what.
What kind of
doing math is difficult on air, but I'll try. Go for it.
That's why I throw you a hard balls.
All right. Give them a pro.
If it was 87 with that kind of point drop, you know, it's the magnitude
1987?
Of the market. Magnitude of the market is like 2.5 times. Right. So if you what's 785 point drop for the day?
That was 2.5?
No, divided by 2.5. So like it would have been when the total volume of the market was 10,000.
300.
Yeah, and now here's the question, and we should do our homework. Would New York Times and Wall Street Journal made a big deal out of a 300-point drop in 1987? It took like a full 1,200 point or 1,500 point that day, I think, if I'm remembering correctly, what kind of drop it was. And we got it all back in a few years, but you know, that's a crash. Should we just not buy the hype? What should be the criteria on future danger? A point swing of that magnitude or less shouldn't even rate as low-level green news.
Correct. That's what I look at. Well, I think, no. It should be green news. You know, anything more than 500, you know, 500 to 1,000 may be green. 1,000 to 1,500 could be a nice, you know, yellow.
Yeah, I'd be over 500 before I should even have it on the site.
I think so.
Yeah, I think that's the
for a single day, but in the aggregate, it may not be 500, but if you have consecutive, you know, if you have 3 or 4 days in a row where it's 400 in a row, so it's like 4, 8, 12, then minus 1,600 by the end of the week, that might be worth a yellow because it's 1,600. But again, like you said, we're talking about magnitude.
So in real time, let's take a little click into the stock market crashes indicator, column 3, and you can browse. Where have I been? I see 785, December, 600s. I did a 400.
Yeah.
And if you go back far enough, there's some bigger ones.
299, but that's, you know, you're doing all greens, though. So, folks, just in case you're new to this podcast, go to futuredanger.com. Check, and that's where we just did, obviously, the Future Danger update. But we're going into the archive right now, and we're on the stock market crashes indicator. You can follow all the archive news on futuredanger.com. Go back, see prior trends and what maybe current trends, doesn't guarantee it, but and there is correlation between past events and then future events as well.
So we dug back in and went back to the archive February 2018, February this year, on the 5th, and that was the 1175 drop. It didn't flip a breaker. They didn't halt trading.
Nope.
And I think they change the rules on that all the time. So we should really check out when is where's the breaker. We'll get that news after the break. We're going to get a bunch more answers to some of these articles. We're going to dig into the news.
Oh, we got tons to talk about. Before we go to break, though, want to give quick shout out to our long-term fans, but I also want to make sure anyone who wants to reach out to us knows where to find us. blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. Not only can you go there to subscribe to us, but you go there, find our social media, find our email, find our websites, etc. Pretty good stuff so far on tonight's episode. We got a couple of tricks up our sleeve, I think, Future Dan. You got any previews? We have the music playing right now, but folks, we will be back.
We're gonna read some tweets from August.
I like it. Let's do that. All right, folks, pick one of the Twitter. Get into some tweet action. We got a lot more to talk about on the financial side, though. So
yeah,
Marion, come on, we'll be right back. Take your time.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Do you want to build a website? Web-Based Coding is a leading web design firm building websites since 1998. Veteran-owned and operated, Web-Based Coding can build your website. They specialize in WordPress technologies. Develop a beautiful, pixel-perfect website that is stunning on computers, tablets, and phones. Web-based coding can solve your business problems on the Internet, helping you brand or sell your product or service. This company excels in e-commerce through automation, user-friendliness, up-to-date security protocols, and well-written code. Do you have a WordPress website and struggle with it? Web-based coding has programmers that can fix your site, speed it up, and add custom functionality. Call 239-362-6014 for a free consultation. Get a simple quote over the phone or visit webbasedcoding.com to view their portfolio and 5-star testimonials. Do you want to build a website? It begins at webbasedcoding.com.
You are listening live to the Patriot Power Hour, furnished by ready-made resources and fueled by FutureDanger.com.
We're back, Patriot Power Hour. Follow me at Bankster Breaker on Twitter. I've been on Twitter for, since like 2011, so I'm not like I was the original guy on there, but I've been on there 7 years, but I didn't use it as much as I use Facebook, Sue, and other social media sites. Kind of pissed about that because Twitter won the war, I think, in terms of where activists are, even though Twitter's mostly a cesspit. What social media site is not, and I am trying to hit Twitter a lot more, but also Gab and a couple other sites. The point is, follow me on Twitter, at Bankster Breaker. Follow my co-host here, at Future Danger 6. You get, obviously, links to the show every single week, but many other news articles, updates, opinion pieces, good stuff. All right, so we got a couple we did some research on over the commercial break. We were looking at 1987, Black Monday, one of the most notorious and worst days in stock market history. We had a massive drop in the Dow. But the question was, how much was it?
Guess how many points? We got the answer right here.
In one day? Because I know I had like 2 days, and kind of was Friday and Monday, I think. It was
one day drop. Let's see.
I should know this. I really should know this.
Monday, October 19th. Just that trading session.
I'm going to guess 750.
508, actually. Okay. And that's why now that the market's 2.5 times larger, maybe I need to ignore
it. Is it 2.5? What was the market then?
Let me check. Yeah.
I think it's more than 2.5 times larger is what I'm getting at. It's about 25,000 right now, the Dow. Back then, I thought it was like 6,000.
So during the break, we were talking about what we need to innovate on podcast history. To grab a Google or an Alexa,
yeah,
get wiretapped sitting and participating in the show. I'd like to ask one of the virtual ladies what the answer to your question is.
Not a bad idea. It would save time for the podcast. I like talking about those things just to bring out the humor of the wiretap, as you call her. get a few too many IPAs in me, and I start talking to Alexa, asking her all types of questions about, NSA and stuff. She gives some pretty interesting answers sometimes, so I think we could have some fun on air with her, to be honest.
Ask Google, what did Edwin Snowden say about this? What did Edwin Snowden say about that? All right, so moving forward, what other pieces of information during segment two did we promise to you, the listening audience, that we'd go look up for?
I don't recall, but I do know, just to put a bow tie on it, we would need to see like a 2,000 point drop in one day to be equal Black Monday. Maybe even like 2,500, 3,000 point drop.
I know everyone.
So keep that in mind, people, when CNBC's touting end of the world. Also remember, the market's more than, it's essentially tripled in the last decade. Obviously, that's off big time lows, but it's still major heights compared to what it was a few years ago, let alone 7, 8, 10 years ago. So don't be fazed too much by this. They can still cut their interest rates back to zero and do massive quantitative easing. Keep this charade going for quite some time.
They already know how to do it, don't they?
Exactly. Well, they're running out of, they're kind of out of runway to some degree. But they'll come up with new little twists and ways to bury the dead and then extend it for decades more to come.
So this neo-Keynesian,
unless China calls them out, we'll see.
Bizarro world that we've lived in since Lehman, where nothing, up is down and down is up, and the market seemed to be permanently distorted or broken. Would you tend to agree that with sustained prosperity, where there's no real need for the Fed to mess with that stuff, print money from nothing, etc., does that just give them time and think tanks to come up with more exotic ways to do it again?
Yes, but there is like
a 4 or 5 year respite since the end of Obama, because they were still applying pressures straight through the Obama term. Now that there's a different president, they've just, well, we'll just raise the rates.
Right. And even though they've raised rates, it's more like they've just kind of let go of the pressure, but they haven't reversed course by any means. They've just stopped pressing forward. Maybe that's the right analogy. Excuse my coughing here. I would say there is some measure of physics and real-world mathematics that must come into play at some point. They can only financially engineer. You know, the Harvard PhDs can only financially engineer this stuff for so much until reality catches up. But I think it will someday. But they still got several more years, a decade plus, they can pull this garbage out.
Yeah.
So
I've looked it up, and the this is from the February 1175 drop that we experienced.
Okay.
That was 4%, and according to the article then, which was, you know, almost 10 months ago now, and the Fed changes this, right? Who would be in charge? The SEC would do this. They apply the circuit breakers where, you know, they just stop trading, they halt trading. 7% is what is called level one.
Okay.
The S&P that day was down 3% and the Dow 4. So it didn't trigger with a 665 drop. I believe the right answer is for future danger. Got to keep track of these things before they get to the circuit breaker.
Yeah.
If for no other reason, because that's a different indicator, folks. You see some stock market news and then you see the circuit breakers tricking off. That's not similar to anything we've seen lately.
That's the best thing about future danger is you will have – you don't put a restriction on the number of indicators and articles that pop off. If everything start going haywire, all those indicators will be on, and they'll all be flashing yellow, red, and hopefully not worse. But
it's a heat map.
It's a heat map. It's
whatever is there is there.
And we've seen weeks – heck, the past 12 months, some of the episodes we've been on here, it's been pretty quiet on the heat map, but it could easily go the opposite direction in the future.
During this president's term, we've seen sometimes the Liberty column just failing to have any news.
Just one of them. Just one or two indicators that's always there in the Liberty, and it's always the FBI and the fake, you know, probe. So that always is there in the last year and a half, but that's about it.
I'll tell you the one indicator that died down a lot was the ability to legitimately add new reports of outrageous news censorship, self-censorship, because it's almost as though we've heard everything outrageous that they could be doing. There's nothing more. You can't ban Alex Jones more than you already have. If there was a way, I'm sure somebody would want to, but they've gone there. So the indicator's not hot. It's almost as though it passed into a permanent status.
Well, here's something we haven't talked about on the show yet. We really should have last week, but we got to this week. Maybe we'll save it more for the final segment here on Patriot Power Hour. But the whole yellow vest and the French Revolution 3.0, maybe. I don't know if it's going to go that far. But they're pretty pissed about gas tax. And that comes straight from UN Agenda 2030, formerly known as the UN Agenda 21.
Major rise in
carbon tax, gas tax. That might be the next step, but instead of just censoring, you know, patriots or whomever, it would be taking them out, arresting them, or, you know, disappearing them. That's how where it would go next. Hopefully it won't, but that's where it would go. I think that's the next phase.
Globalist poster boy, President Macron,
is
wobbling over there. None of this would rage on future danger because it is not bad news that a government that tried to impose that on its people rebelled against.
So
if it goes violent enough, you start seeing French military, if they go to martial law, that changes the whole standing of what they can and can't do within NATO. And don't think that Russia wouldn't mess with it. They would. Russians mess with every European country, and it's sort of bled over from what they've been doing to countries, even England, in terms of buying media presence and making counter arguments and putting information out there that the establishment kind of was reactionary against. Of course, it came home to roost with our situation in the United States with, you know, the 2016 presidential election. And essentially, my speculation is the Russians hacked those emails and stole them. It was only a matter of finding a way to feed them to Assange without fingerprints. And even here's the bonus for the Russians, and then hang that ostensibly around the neck of the incoming president. So no matter who's in the office, they got our government all boogered up.
Boogered up. That's a good way to put it for sure, man. All right, so we got a few minutes till the segment, till the commercials, our final commercial break. I don't know if you're ready for this, put you on the spot, but I know that we had at least one tweet we wanted to read on air. You got that on tap. We get that before. All right, so a few other people, of course, reach out to us at Bankster Breaker, myself, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, Cochran, or at Future Danger 6. Future Dan. Now, reach out to us, tweet us on whatever.
We're going
to
read your tweets.
We're going to read your tweets on air, and here we go for the first go around.
Brandon Garside, and his handle is at the Later Day Z, just like it sounds. He's reacting to a Future Danger alert, which we covered in segment two about the president saying he won't be here when the coming debt crisis goes nuclear. Here's Brandon. Not if the Fed has anything to do with it, but they'll see to it that it'll be under his watch, unless he knows something they don't, question mark. Doubt it. This is Brandon.
All right, all right. Thanks, Brandon, for interacting, for sure. You know what? I should dig up a few that I got, but I'm kind of going, go forward. I'm not going to go for any prior ones. Go
Jimmy
forward.
Jimmy Lemons.
All right, got another one?
Heard from Jimmy Lemons yesterday at Jimmy Lemons. He's responding
what you got,
to
Jimmy, what you got?
A situation report compiling the exact indicator. You see it on Future Danger. We put it out as a tweet card.
Okay.
And it's the headlines I read earlier about the stock market lows. So the point plunges and the two-year low for Europeans, etc. Jimmy Lemons, stock market will be just fine and so will the economy. China economy is crashing. They will come to the table. Jimmy Lemons.
Is that all he's got? Hey, maybe. I don't know, man. I think it's going to be mutually assured destruction. If China goes down, we're going down with them. But hopefully not. I want everybody to be peaceful and prosperous and play nicely. I don't want doom and gloom. I don't want destruction of Chinese economy or our economy. If everyone was playing nicely, not using slave labor. All right. Well, Jimmy,
check in on this. Jimmy
Lemons,
go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say that was Jimmy. If you're listening, reach out to me. I'd like to hear a little bit more why you think our economy will survive. I can see why maybe you could say China's going down. I'd like to hear why you think we will be possibly improving, let alone maintaining. I'd like to hear that.
All right. So here goes. Speaking of trade war news, here's CNN 1 hour ago, right when we started this show. 8 minutes into the show, Ben. We got CNN dropping this, so take it for what it's worth. This is CNN reporting. The chief financial officer of Chinese tech giant, Huawei, has been granted a $10 million bail. A judge in Canada ruled Tuesday. That's $7.5 million in the U.S. So she's getting off on bail. She's paying $7.5 million, and she faces extradition to the U.S., which is accused her of helping her corporation dodged sanctions on Iran.
Son of a
Iran
bitch.
Were taking her into custody over to China to enforce for Iran. That's what this is about. I didn't know that Iran hook there. Vancouver International Airport. Excuse me. Been under arrest for a week. All right?
All right. Well, interesting news to kind of end of the segment. I'm not sure if I'm too concerned about Iran compared to many other threats out there. Not saying they're good people. Seems like the only enemies out there is Iran. I think we got a lot more that are getting papered over.
Would you say it's pretty sure, safe to say that Mark Zuckerberg shouldn't travel to China right now?
Why? He collaborates with them all the time.
Or Eric Schmidt or Schmidt stepped down, whoever followed him.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, the tool that runs, Jack Dorsey who runs Twitter. They can't go there because what would stop the communist Chinese from just, oh, you're going to this prison cell to figure it out?
Yeah, but they're working with them. We're like, all right, get commercials. We'll talk about this when we get back.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Go now, run along and tell your Xerxes he faces free men here, not slaves. Do it quickly, before we decide to make our wall just a little bit bigger.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. There are literally millions of news apps available. But you may have noticed, the mainstream media conceals the truth. They focus you on some things to distract you from others. For the first time in 5 minutes or less, you can keep track of the day's most serious news in a single view. Download the Future Danger app. It's a free, fast, and focused news app available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Try the Future Danger app from FutureDanger.com today.
You are listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
We're back, episode 43, Patriot Power Hour. You know, we just had a damn good discussion off air about the situation
with Huawei.
We did find the proper pronunciation for this Chinese tech. Now, I'm wondering, I did see a tweet from Mr. Donald J. Trump himself saying that Chinese negotiations were going quite swimmingly. And now this might be sabotage, DOJ going rogue.
He puts out impressions on how things are going.
Exactly
counter to whatever everybody else is saying. And the way he can move his opinion base, it's just, yeah, what Trump says. And they all just kind of get following behind. It's pretty amazing to watch. It's not a political movement in the least. And a lot of us sit back and say, well, let's see what really happens. Let's see how it all pans out. And when he's right, he seems to be right. Although a 25% drop in U.S. exports to China, I wonder how bad we nicked them. Because those are retaliation for stuff we did to them.
Right.
So I'm not seeing or hearing the numbers on. They got ahead of them.
Is that what Jimmy was talking about, maybe? We're in a mass economic war. China's taking blows, but no one's talking about it.
They are. They might be fragile. They might be fragile.
Jimmy might be out of something, babe.
Well, he's listening to Trump. Because Trump's pretty much putting out. He's like the positive businessman trying to sell you like a tower in New York, and he's not going to the meeting. He's not talking to the people down or negatively, but he might know how bad they're bleeding right now. So he could just go out there and smile at the camera and say, we're going to have a deal, because they might come around. Then again, they might put a cruise missile into an aircraft carrier if you get them angry enough.
That would be not good. Especially for them, but really for anybody. Want to give a quick shout out at the top of our Twitter feed right now. Future Danger Crisis, one of the bots, but not in a good way. It spreads the news and awareness.
It's an automated alert from the website. It's not trying to learn anything about you. It's just a subscription.
It writes, memory holes are dangerous. The goal of censorship is to promote ignorance, fight the fake news, influence others using months of examples, and really I should say years, it's definitely turning into years of examples saved by Future Danger, futuredanger.com. Good stuff. I love it. All right. So we got about seven, eight minutes left. Were there any other big topics you wanted to get into before we end the night? I can talk all night, as you know, Chatty Cathy, but what do we got to hit? Let's try to be succinct and focused right now. Maybe some breaking news if you can find any.
You know, I'm looking at a Twitter feed, a list, and it's published on FutureDanger.com. I'm sorry, at FutureDanger6, our Twitter handle. You can follow this too, Treasury, Labor, and Fed. And it's just Orwellian. We're looking at it live, scrolling through this. St. Louis Fed. We got Minnesota Fed. We got the Chicago Fed. Every one of these elements of the Federal Reserve have their own Twitter feed. And literally all it is, partnering with the Conference of Mayors in Baltimore. And tons of shredded cash is out of landfills. It's the most inane stuff. This is the arm of world government. Were there to be world government, this would become it's Treasury Service, it's banking governance element. All these mines, and they have these.
Look at it. How are you funding your small business at New York Fed? New York Fed is only for destroying small businesses and individual productivity and conglomerating the entire economy under their control. Well, they're posing, how do you promote your small business? A little fluff piece. A bunch of garbage.
Once in a while, Cleveland Fed spills the beans. We got mortgage demand.
The real ones. Cleveland, keep it real.
Mortgage demand showed some signs of slowing. Lack of housing inventory, they're talking about. All right. So we go through here, and this is one of many lists. I got several private ones just to collect the news. Twitter's a powerful tool that way. And most of everything you can find on FutureDanger.com is getting spilled out there, and I'm hitting the retweet on a lot of our content. So check it out. It's at FutureDanger6 on Twitter and Gab.
Good stuff. Good stuff. So, you know, I'm going to, little spoiler alert, next week is going to be the final episode of 2018. It's going to be kind of a best of compilation of the year. Some of the best articles and thoughts and conversations we've had. We're going to be, it's not going to be a literal compilation. We're going to still be live. We're not leaving it hanging, but we'll be kind of doing more of a year in review next year. What are some of the things that you're going to remember 2018 for? And what could be some of the main trends that we'll look back 10, 20 years
from now? I'm looking at the number of really outrageous indicators. The science fiction ones, where the rate of news slowed down after we changed presidents in 2016. During the Obama term, I would say YouTube and social media went wild with conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
You just don't see as many facts of them coming out now, and I don't know why. And I'm not passing judgment one way or the other. That's what the indicators are for, right? But some of...
Like, what do you mean? Give us our listeners and even myself a couple examples.
Chemtrails exposed. Okay. Soft kill depopulation exposed. Weather weapons exposed.
Yeah.
All right? Things that are not mainstream. Things that a lot of people's minds are closed to. Sky sounds, which all relate back to biblical pieces of the book of Revelation. Several of those are here. Human experimentation stories. You don't see them that much.
Yeah.
You just don't.
We know they're doing it, but maybe it's being covered up a little more.
Geoengineering. Geoengineering. These are indicators we carry on Future Danger, because it's not necessarily if geoengineering is dangerous or not. The exposure of it as a major program that was hidden from view would really disillusion generations of Americans. Not good for the country. Any of these. But we're not seeing any of these. We're not seeing much.
Get the poison out. Get the truth out there.
But have you heard about human cloning?
Well, I mean, monkeys are cloned January 24th. I mean, we were talking a little bit last week about gene editing, which is similar. It's hard to – I'm not going to say it's a blind spot of Future Danger and just our analysis, but what's really going on the cutting edge of cloning, genetic engineering, space warfare, all types of military action, it's not really going to be able to be found by plebes like us. Got to understand that got a little bit of that blind spot, or it's a hindrance. We can do our best. We can definitely look back at things that have been declassified from 20, 30, 50 years ago and try to make inferences of what might really be going on now relative. But does it matter who's president of who's humans cloned or not? I don't think so. But I do agree that a lot of the geopolitical issues have either gone totally away or settled down a lot. Just look at Korea as an example. The last year has just, in 2018, started off, we were almost at thermonuclear war, allegedly. Now, hopefully, it remains this way. Looking like there's going to be peace on the peninsula, maybe even some disarmament. Proof's in the pudding. But that is definitely a big trend of this year. So some things have been going the right direction.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's just the absence of the wild ones is notable. And it begs the question, why? especially in the last term of Barack Obama, did so much of that, gained the hype, and then did it desensitize people. And now,
yeah, maybe
now when the truth be told coming, because some of these things are going to become real in our lifetime.
Oh yeah.
Will people have been desensitized to it?
Human chimeras are engineered. You do have that. Pig hearts. So, I mean, like I said, this stuff is a lot of this particular.
They're putting pig hearts in people.
Science is apolitical.
Does putting pig hearts in people bother you, Ben?
No, I'd rather them clone heart material and do it than pig hearts, probably.
Where's it at? what kind of monsters can you construct?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of surgeries can be done and editing to genes can be done before you have things that are nothing like any life form right now?
Right. Well, and not just pig hearts are cloning, but the cybernetics as well.
And then what rights do they have? What rights do they share with us? And how do they reduce our rights when none of this ever existed in nature?
Right.
Cognizant, part human monsters. They could make them.
Like you said, within our lifetimes, probably when at least we're old men, we'll have that stuff. And within our kids'
unless they
lifetimes.
Matter already. Unless it's already there.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. They've probably done these experiments long ago, and they know how to do it. They just don't. They're not breeding massive armies of genetic mutants, but they possibly could, you know, with enough resources and the will to do it. We know they have ridiculously powerful bioweapons that can kill 99.99999% of people instantly on the Earth. That they have not released, but they have them. So what other techs have they got?
So change the subject for the last time in this show.
All right, we only got a couple minutes
left.
We
started you off easy. Now
we're hitting the hard stuff.
We're
going
to talk some credit market to round out the show. The rest of the floor is yours.
Okay.
So, sorry to do this to you, buddy. Credit death spiral accelerates as loan ETFs see record outflow. Primary market freezes. This is Tyler Durden Zero Hedge last Friday. Any idea? Can you just introduce us to the idea of what loan ETFs are and what outflow means? And when they're talking about the primary credit market freezing up, what exactly is happening?
So I guess start with the primary versus secondary market. The primary market is it's the first time a financial instrument has been issued. So the basic is a stock. The first time Microsoft issues a stock and they actually receive the proceeds of that sale. That's the primary sale. But then let's say John Doe purchases it from Microsoft and then sells it to Jane Doe. He might be able to sell it for twice as much as he bought it from Microsoft for, but Microsoft won't see those proceeds. He will. That's the secondary market. And there can only be one primary trade, essentially, and there can be infinite in theory. Secondary trades, obviously not really infinite. So the primary market freezes, you got a big problem. ETF running close on time. What this means, though, is people are starting to – the outflows were pretty much record levels.
What does ETF stand for?
ETF is the tracking fund. What's the E mean? I should know this, damn it. The tracking fund, damn it. And it tries to be a barometer.
Electronic?
That's the electronic tech. No, that's the – damn, I'm getting confused from work because we have these electronic transfer requests at work where I got to fill out to send a wire. ETF, though,
exchange traded fund.
Okay. So they're trying to track or kind of I'm on the right track, but I'm off the right track. We just totally destroyed the end of the episode. Thanks for nothing.
Credit death spiral accelerates.
Yeah.
We got these articles on there. Even if we don't fully understand them, folks.
I fully understand it. I just got screwed here, thrown to the wolves with no time to even look at this. Long story short, people are getting out of the loan market. They're freaking out. And
I apologize for it.
Thanks, buddy. We'll be back next week with some real good analysis. But it actually will be our year-end show. Look forward to that. Future Dan,
thank you very much.
We've had a great year so far. I'm looking forward to the recap next year. Thank you very little for throwing me out of the bus.
What a good show.
What a good show. I'll catch you guys next week. Patriot Power Hour signing off.
You're listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Mark, hey.
It's a bloodbath up here. Morgan's stock has lost half its value. It's down to 2310. It's in a free fall. Clients wanted to talk to you about pulling their money. I mean, it's now or never, Mark. We gotta sell. Mark. Mark, can you hear me?
Mark, are you there?
Mark.
All of a sudden, Bernanke just left the White House. There's going to be a bailout.
Well, they had to. Right? I mean, paper markets would have
collapsed. They knew.
Cash would have stopped coming out of ATMs. They had to backstop this.
They knew the taxpayers would bail them out. They weren't being stupid. They just didn't care.
Yeah, because they're fucking crooks. But
at least we're going to see some of them go to jail. Right? I mean, they're going to have to break up the banks.
Party's over.
I don't know.
You are listening live to the Patriot Power Hour, furnished by Ready Made Resources and fueled by FutureDanger.com.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS 14 monoculars and PVS 30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at ReadyMadeResources.com.